WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump ratcheted up the rhetoric today over the protest in Los Angeles, calling those responsible animals and a foreign enemy.
Very simply, we will liberate Los Angeles and make it free, clean, and safe again. It's happening very quickly.
On deploying troops.
Not only are these service members defending the honest citizens of California, they're also defending our republic itself.
Retired General Randy Manner was acting vice chief of the National Guard under President Obama.
There is nothing stopping it from going to every town that resists, either politically or otherwise, the will of this administration. And that's a very, very dangerous slope.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy has removed experts who advise the CDC on vaccines. CBS's Alexander Tin.
The CDC is not being consulted on who will replace these 17 members on the panel. It's Kennedy and his aides who will be picking it.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says some progress was made in trade talks with China. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding and thousands of service workers in about two dozen states that sued in April. Joanne Krulatz has the details.
The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force.
And a Wisconsin-based global company shows its pride this June with a fundraiser for Trevor Project. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Schreiber Foods put foot to pavement Friday in celebration of Pride Month with the Peak Beyond 35 run through the streets of downtown Green Bay. Joyce Gao, co-chair of the company's Pride Business Resource Group, said the event has special meaning.
And the name Peak Beyond 35 refers to a fear that some folks in the LGBTQ community have that they may not live beyond the age of 35. And so we're here to show them through funding of supportive nonprofits and through putting ourselves through something that's physically challenging, that we believe that they can peak beyond the age of 35.
The Peak Beyond 35 run raised money for the Trevor Project, a nonprofit providing crisis support and peer support to LGBTQ plus youth. Schreiber Foods is a global company operating in 40 countries, headquartered in downtown Green Bay.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Brewers try to rebound. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field, where the Brewers host the Braves in Game 2 of their series. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves' right-hander Grant Holmes. The Brewers losing last night 7-1. The team making some roster moves today, sending reliever Grant Anderson down to Nashville and recalling right-hand pitcher Easton McGee. NFL Packers minicamp underway. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst why couldn't they hang on to defensive back Jaire Alexander when they still have $46 million left under the salary cap.
I think, you know, over the last 4 years, you know, there's been a lot of games missed. And I just think for what that amount of money is, I think that's a lot to pay for a guy who hasn't been able to get out on the field. Like, it's not his fault, just something that kind of transpired. We're looking for something different.
Today, the Packers move Bo Melton from wide receiver to defensive back.
Again, his play on special teams, it's just you don't have too many wideouts in this league that are as effective as he is on teams.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and milder tonight with a low in the upper 50s. For Wednesday, increasing clouds, chance of showers in the afternoon and evening. High in the mid-70s. Shower chances continue on Thursday. With more clouds, cooler highs in the low 70s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, it'll be this week's edition of Broad Appeal. I'll be talking with Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Full Falls Radio, WXCO. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks outside the box and hates cliches, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is a beautiful Tuesday night here in our gorgeous state of Wisconsin as we ease into summer. And when I say ease into summer, I am speaking conservatively because it doesn't feel like it's ever going to get here at this point. It's like gloomy, but they're all wonderful days. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind a little rain. I don't mind some bad weather, but give me a nice day, especially because today of all days, we should have good weather. Because it is the kid, Conrad Krieger, the K-Man. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Did you wake up to birthday greetings aplenty?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah? Got the birthday wishes, yes.
All right. What are you going to do? Wait, don't answer that, because that kind of plays into our question of the night. So we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But you're 26 today.
Yep.
That's a big day.
Yeah.
You just told me you're off your parents' insurance. That's such a bad...
Yeah.
That's such a bad way to start your day. But you have a little time.
I have until the end of the month.
Okay. And what are you going to do then? You going to do the ACA?
I have no idea.
You going to roll the dice?
Just never have health insurance ever again.
Never have health insurance. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, who can afford? We have decent insurance, I would say, through my wife's work. Not as good as it used to be. You know, it used to be, like, my wife's a teacher. And it used to be, you became a teacher because you have kind of an extended break in the summer, even though most teachers work a lot during the summer. You have great benefits. Well, the benefits are gone. The benefits are like average. So it should just be more affordable. And for a guy like you, you're young and healthy. You could probably get the best deal possible.
Yeah, I should be able to.
Yeah. You got any health issues?
No.
I don't think I could ask you that.
I don't know if I want to say that on air anyways.
You probably should. Wait, get the insurance and then you can come clean.
Yeah.
Tell us everything that's pestering you. Well, happy birthday. We have a little celebration throughout the show that we're going to do on behalf of Conrad's birthday. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But there is a Facebook post and we have a great some things you can play a part of throughout the show. First, though, I think before we introduce who the guests are, let's play a little birthday song. You played for me when it was my birthday. You played that horrible dogs barking happy birthday. Was that
horrible?
What it was? Yeah. So
horrible?
It was awful. It's common knowledge. It's a known fact, as they say. But this is my favorite rendition of Happy Birthday that I would like to play for you. So let's hear that now.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are going to go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
Ah, these minstrels will soothe my jangled nerves.
I'd just like to say this gig sucks.
Hey, up yours, Springfield.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
Bernsie.
Happy birthday to you.
Go
to hell, you old bastard.
Hey, I think they liked us.
Have the Rolling Stones killed.
Good sir, those aren't...
Do as I say.
Have Conrad Krieger killed.
That's a great happy birthday.
Yeah.
That's a great... This couple is walking by back and forth. They're very confused. They don't know if they want gelato or not. So do you have plans? Like, I know you're working today, but what are you going to do? Like, you're going to have like a bash this weekend. You got friends coming to town or what?
Well, it's not really a birthday thing. It was just something I had planned a while. Okay. Going to a comedy show on Saturday, a comedian, Noel Miller, who, I like his podcast and I've listened to him for, I don't even know, probably like 6 years or something around there.
Nice. Where is he performing?
He's at the Improv in Milwaukee. Well, actually it's like Brookfield.
Oh, okay.
And I seen him there already. I went to a show, I don't know, 2 years ago, and he's part of the Tiny Meat Gang podcast.
Tiny Meat Gang?
Yep.
I don't want to do a deep dive into what that means, but so you've seen him before. That's good. Yeah. That's good, wholesome, clean cut fun on your birthday, right? You going with a group?
Well, I'd say his comedy style is dark.
Okay.
So maybe not wholesome.
We talked about this recently.
Yeah.
I should have pressed you more. I wasn't sure about that.
But, well, he's super funny, and I've actually seen him 4 times.
Oh,
and
wow.
he's a different set every time. So
that's fantastic.
He has a couple jokes that, you know, he's like, I got to keep these in there. But
what's his name?
Noel Miller.
Noel Miller. All right. I'm going to Google that during the break.
He's also a YouTuber.
Okay.
That's how I found him. He was actually, he started on Vine. If you remember what
I
that is.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why he has a Vine that just went like super viral.
Okay.
And I can't recite it, but...
Wow, Vine. He's only 35. Mm-hmm. He is 5'9" tall. This is what I love about Google.
They always, he used to have a partner, and now he rides solo now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Tiny Meat Gang was a joke because they're short.
Oh, okay.
They always called themselves Short Kings.
Okay. I like it. Well, that sounds like fun. And that's this weekend in Milwaukee?
Yeah. And before that, we're doing a suit fitting, and then I got a wedding and November for a buddy.
Okay.
And then after that, we're going golfing. And then, yeah, the show.
Dude, that sounds like a fantastic birthday weekend. A little golf, a comedy show, getting fitted for is it a suit or a tux?
Yeah, a suit,
okay.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Well, that's fantastic. You know, before I introduce who our guests are, let's do this. Let's get the text rolling, and let's do our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, yeah. How should Conrad celebrate his birthday? What would you do if you were Conrad? This weekend's plans excluded. He's 26. He's a young buck, a strapping lad, if you will. How should Conrad celebrate his birthday? Should I share Todd Michael's response first?
Well, I would bleep a part of it. I don't
really
know. I don't know if you can.
Which? Wait a minute. What can't I say on the radio?
The first part.
Hookers.
I don't know if you. I don't.
I mean,
well,
we
you said
could
it
clean
anyway.
It up
well,
a little.
I mean, you said it right now anyway, so you might as well just go ahead.
Well, that's kind of a phrase. He said hookers and blow. And I mean, you could say like an escort and blow. That just doesn't have the same. That's an old show business. That's, you know.
Yes.
So that's not how you will be celebrating.
No, no, not
but
that way.
That's Todd's. He's your boss. And if he's telling you that's how you should celebrate, I think you should consider it. That's all I'm saying. All right. Well, it's your life. your birthday. Thank you, though, Todd. How should Conrad celebrate his birthday? That is the question of the night, folks. Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can let us know on the app or on the stream. If you want to watch the radio on Twitter, Facebook, or X, X-Twitter, Twix, however you want to say it or call it, we will accept all of your answers and would love to have you be part of the show, especially on this glorious day. It is the lovable producer Conrad's birthday, so let us know. Also, I would be remiss if I did not tell all of you, speaking of the app, you have to have it. That's the only real qualification you need to play Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. It's one of our great Text to Win contests that we do here periodically. And this one is great, folks, because the prizes are outstanding and it's summertime. So all you have to do is have the app and text the keyword in after you hear it at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., or 4 p.m. Text the keyword in and you are eligible for hourly prizes, which consist of $100 cash in your pocket, tax-free, or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. And that is each hour. So every time you play hourly, you are submitted into the grand prize for our Scotty Summer. And that is a trip to Door County or Baraboo, two very beautiful spots in our state. And we're even throwing in gas money. So it's a great opportunity to have even more fun this summer here in Wisconsin. The state of summer, as I call it. There is no better place to be in the summer than Wisconsin. So you have four daily chances to enter now through just Friday. So you got to play. The end is upon us. There's only four more days, three more really, because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So there you go. Good luck, everybody. And, may the keyword be with you. So that's exciting. So tonight, folks, we have a good show too. And why wouldn't we on Conrad's birthday? Matt Miller will be here. He's a Milwaukee film critic. He is coming by at about 6:40. I think Matt said he was going to be running a little late when we booked him. That's fine. Matt will be here to talk about movies. He has seen, he saw the movie Friendship. You didn't see that, did you?
No. It had very small theater times.
Yeah.
Like, there's only like a couple theaters that have it around here.
Right.
One of them's in Kimberly and then the one in Ashwaubenon.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, here are the times, 2 o'clock or like 5.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't really do that, but
I always do that. I do that. Like I'll check the movie times and it's like, oh, it starts in 5 minutes. So I have to, but you know, Matt has seen Ballerina, Friendship. And, so we're going to talk to him about those, films. And then also what is still to come this summer. This is a big summer. We are off to a great start with the box office. There are some great movies coming out, including Jurassic Park, Superman, The Fantastic Four. And I know Conrad's excited about Happy Gilmore, too.
I'm really excited about the release this Friday. How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Live action.
Oh, my God.
So excited. I'm going to see that. I need to check times. I need to see when I can get in there.
Right. Absolutely. I'm excited to see that, too. And this is the first one. There was a two, right?
There's three movies, actually.
Three. Okay.
This is the first live action one.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw the first one. When it came out. I don't know if I saw the next two, but I am excited to see what they do. So lots of fun stuff going on here tonight. Frank Anderson will be here in the second hour. He's the founder of Wisconsinology.com, and he posts really cool stuff on social media and also on his website, Wisconsinology.com. Frank is also a director, an editor, and a producer, and he makes amazing documentary films and commercials, and he's an animator. He is what I call a showbiz renaissance man, and he's a heck of a good guest here on Nightlight, and he will be here at 7:20. So that's fun. We'll do all of that. We're going to do the guests. We're going to read some texts. And, you know, I was going to ask you last night. We didn't get to it. But I'm curious, what do you think of Stick? That's the new comedy show on Apple TV with Owen Wilson about golf.
So far, have you ever seen the movie?
Tin Cup?
Yes.
No.
I
knew what you were going to say. I just haven't seen it.
It has a feeling like that.
Okay.
And if you haven't seen Tin Cup, then it doesn't make much sense. But it has a feeling, you know, a washed up golfer, he's trying to get back in, but this time it's with a student he has.
Yeah.
That he finds because he works at a golf course.
Okay.
And this kid can drive like a dream. He hits like bombs. And he drops everything. He's like, I want to be your coach. So it's on episode, they drop three episodes right away.
Oh, I love when they
so far, that. It's really good.
Okay.
He drops
Is it
everything.
Funny?
Yeah, no, Owen Wilson. I think Owen Wilson does pretty good in it. And the other characters they have, I think, add something to it.
That's awesome. I got to check that out. You also saw Paddington
in Peru. In Peru, yeah.
All right, let's hold that. I want to hear about that. I want to hear what you thought about that. I have not seen any of the Paddingtons. I only know that in The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent,
yes.
Nicolas Cage and Pedro Pascal talk about Paddington to the point of tears. So we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll read some birthday texts to our birthday boy, Conrad. We're going to do all of that. Hey, Matt Miller's here and Frank Anderson. Might be the first time ever we might make radio history. But glad you're with us, too. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve-out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah. Oh, where can you go when your money gets low?
In the basement, down in the basement.
And if a storm is taking place, you can dance
and
be safe.
In the basement. Eddie James. Beautiful. Great song. We heard Sly and the Family Stone going into the break, which was relevant because he just passed away at the age of 82. I think his name was Sylvester. What's his name? Sylvester? I just did this in the Beats. No, it wasn't. It was Stewart. Sylvester Stewart. That's right. And you know what? Funny, last night I Googled Sly Stone because I couldn't remember what his... I said, what are the biggest hits? Because I remembered... Dance to the Music, which we have, and Everyday People. And I wanted it like another song, and I couldn't think of one offhand, so I Googled Sly Stone Hits, and it came up as Sliced Stone Hits. And believe it or not, that was what they called them sometimes, Sliced Stone. And I was like, that's a weird thing that just kind of worked out. The band Sly and the Family Stone is often referred to as Sliced Stones due to their unique sound. How do you like that? Why can't I make a mistake once that gets me $1 million?
That's a good question.
This just kind of saved me like 4 seconds. It was still kind of cool. Anyway, he is gone at 82. But if you want to see a really cool documentary, it's called Sly Lives. I think it's on Hulu. Really cool. Like a very, like a serious pioneer in music. You know, influenced Prince, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Stevie Wonder, and some great tunes as well. So, all right. And then, okay, here's my dilemma, Conrad. What would you do? You don't drive an hour to get here anymore. I do. So for Father's Day, we were just going to go out to eat because my daughter just got a waitressing job. We were going to go out to eat And then my dad calls and says, hey, my brother Andrew, who spends, he comes up to Marinette a couple times a month. He lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he said, Andy wants to go to a Cubs game. So they want to get in the car at 7 in the morning on Saturday, drive to Wrigley Field from Marinette, which is a solid, in traffic, 4.5 probably.
Yeah.
Go to the game, have dinner, and then possibly drive back or just get a hotel room. I got to tell you, the first thing I said was just, no, I drive every day. It's like 10 hours a week I'm in the car. What would you do if you were me?
I wouldn't do it? No.
It's just so easy to sit on the porch.
Yeah, that's a long,
Lance
a
Barber
long way to travel.
Teased me about sitting on the porch last night. But I like to sit on the porch in the summer.
Yeah.
Have a nice seltzer, a nice non-alcoholic beer, play my guitar. I don't think I want to sit in the car that long. As much as I'd love to go to a Wrigley Field. I spent a lot of time at Wrigley Field as a kid. I haven't been there in about 5 or 6 years, but it's the car ride. And we'd probably talk. It'd be fun. But it's a long drive.
It's a very long
drive. So I think I'm going to pass, but it's fun to ponder. All right, so it is Conrad's birthday, ladies and gentlemen. Our question of the night is, how should Conrad celebrate his birthday? Do I have the social media responses, Conrad?
They should be.
Do I have them here? I want to read those because we always get great. I do not have those. So we'll go to the text line. And how apropos, the first texter tonight on the K-Man's birthday is Paula Krieger. Same last name, no relation. Ha, just kidding. Of course they're related. It's Conrad's mom. And she says he should fly to Florida and go golfing with his mom. Well, I thought Wrigley Field was a tall order.
I mean, if she pays for airfare, I'm all for it.
Don't you think she would?
Yeah,
I
think so.
You're paying your own insurance soon. You don't have that kind of scratch.
Exactly.
That's a great text, Paula, and happy Conrad's birthday. Anna from Madison, she's in the 608, says, hi, Pete. Happy birthday, Conrad. I think Conrad should go golfing in Door County.
You know, I was close to Door County when I golfed today.
Really?
Not really. I was like 2 hours away, but.
Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, kick that big monkey's butt, blow out his candle, and eat his cake.
Hmm.
That is kind of a kick-ass text. I don't really fully understand it, but I like to kick that big monkey's butt. Is that some kind of birthday thing I'm unaware of? Jargon?
I'm not aware of it either.
Love it, Tyler. If you feel like elaborating, please don't hesitate. Ed from Madison, also in the 608, says, in my adult life, I have never worked on my birthday. I suggest Conrad follow my lead. Well, he's already here, Ed.
I'm out.
Might as well keep pushing buttons. Listen, if you ever had an excuse to take a powder, it would be on your birthday. Some great responses from social media, too. Daniel Wheeler says, Conrad should celebrate his birthday with a free medium order of McDonald's fries available exclusively through their app. Wow.
I like the suggestion, but I'm going to have to pass.
A free fry on the app? A Civic Media Scotty Summer contest on the app? It's all about the app tonight. Thank you, Daniel. Aunt Carla checks in. Conrad's Aunt Carla. Happy birthday. Love Aunt Carla and Grandma Krieger. That's kind of nice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Does your grandma, do you have a good relationship with your grandma?
Yeah.
Yeah. Emerson Lehman, our pal Emerson, he is one of the hosts of the WBAY morning show here in Green Bay. He says, happy birthday, Conrad. And you guys went to the same high school.
You know, Emerson did double, actually. He posted happy birthday on that and on my timeline.
And on your timeline.
So thank you, Emerson.
Those numbers add up. What now? Where was Emerson? He was a couple years older than you.
He was 1 or 2 years. I can't remember.
2 years older.
Wow. Yep.
Okay.
His brother was in my grade, so.
That's right. Okay. JB Thompson. That's the guy behind the guy, Conrad.
Yeah.
Behind the guy. I took out a guy there. He says, "Happy birthday, Conrad." Paula Krieger, double dipping. Mom, at it again. Happy birthday, Conrad. Love, Mom. And Mom's text got 3 likes.
There we go.
See, all of that is going to affect the algorithm, Conrad. These are going to be rolling in all night. Mike Desitel says, happy birthday, Conrad. I think Pete should let you host a segment on the show where you interview him.
I'm going to get all the dirt.
Hey, we got a few minutes to kill in the next segment before Matt Miller joins us. Maybe we'll do that. We've also got some more text to read. We'll get to all of it tonight. It is the K-Man's birthday. How should he celebrate it? That is our question of the night. Frank Anderson is here in the second hour. We got a really cool story about an Indian burial ground from an Indian tribe here in or Native American tribe here in Wisconsin. We're going to do all that. Matt Miller is coming up after the news. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. It's an utterly wild story. Here's Lisa Hale.
You may remember the story of Louie and Ophelia, the two North American river otters who took advantage of a snowstorm to escape their enclosures at the new zoo and adventure park in Suamico back in March. Well, Ophelia was recaptured and she was returned home in April. Louie, however, it seems, has chosen the wildlife. The new zoo says he hasn't been spotted repeatedly in one spot for them to set a trap. The good news is that Louie was born in the wild and has the skills he needs to survive in the great outdoors. The zoo says now, instead of trying to find their runaway, they will work with the North American River Otter Species Survival Plan to find Miss Ophelia a new mate.
And a measure to increase fishing and hunting license fees has so far survived negotiations. Republican lawmakers have already removed hundreds of items from the governor's proposed budget, but left the increased license fee measures in. Officials say the increase would provide over $30 million every year in additional revenue, which would help prevent the Department of Natural Resources from operating with a deficit next year. Speaking of, the Wisconsin DNR just caught a goldfish in the wild in Wisconsin.
People thinking, oh, I don't really want to flush my goldfish or get rid of it, right? I think I'll release it into the wild. And then just realizing, well, that goldfish isn't naturally from Wisconsin, right? So maybe not the best step to take. And there are a few different groups that will offer kind of a rehoming service.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP.
Caring about what's in the natural environment, whether or not it should be there and how it affects the other living things. But a lot of times there are diseases too, especially when you get to certain types of things like snakes or other creatures.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Tonys are in the books, and the big winner from Sunday night's event was Maybe Happy Ending. The production, a love story about two abandoned robots, was named Best Musical and brought in six other awards as well. According to Variety, the play struggled to find an audience until the reviews came in. Similar to the moving picture box office, the theater industry seems to be back on track following the pandemic, with $1.89 billion in ticket sales, which is a record. Brendan Jacobs Jenkins became only the third playwright to win Tonys in consecutive years with this year's Purpose, a hilarious look at a civil rights leader's dysfunctional family, which won Best Play. Other highlights from the evening include Succession's Sarah Snook, who was named Best Leading Actress in a Play for The Picture of Dorian Gray. And in sad Tony news that really isn't that sad, George Clooney was a bridesmaid for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in Good Night and Good Luck. Still nice to be nominated, or so I'm told. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and milder tonight with a low in the upper 50s. For Wednesday, increasing clouds, chance of showers in the afternoon and evening. High in the mid-70s. Shower chances continue on Thursday. With more clouds, cooler highs in the low 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's a new way to teach kids math. Maybe Greg and I will learn how to add. Also, Rich Smith from the 6th Street Theater will be here. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like
such a great song. Have you seen the Deer Hunter?
I have not.
That song might be my favorite song from a movie. I know we've done a question like that before. What is your favorite song from a movie? Or some kind of derivation of that. But I don't... That was just one of those moments in a movie where it was the perfect song for the perfect moment before all these guys went off to fight in Vietnam and a moment between these friends. And it was just fantastic.
You know where I saw it from? Jerry Seinfeld's movie about... The Pop-Tarts, I forget what it's called.
That
again.
Song was in Pop-Tart, mm-hmm. Pop-Tart movie?
Mm-hmm.
The Pop-Tart movie.
I forgot what it's called. Unfrosted?
Unfrosted, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
it.
Okay.
It, you know what's so funny is, I don't know, Roseanne Barr, the reason I kind of laughed is because I used the show Seinfeld in one of the beats for tomorrow. Roseanne Barr is saying that God told her to send a racist tweet in 2018. About Valerie Jarrett, and it got her fired from the Conners. Now, have you ever seen the Conners?
A couple episodes here and there.
It, you know what? It did pretty well. I was surprised. Like, she was the driving force behind Roseanne, which was a great show, and she was really good on it. And they took her personality, and they perfectly molded it into Roseanne Conner. And I can't imagine Roseanne, the show, without Roseanne Barr. But the Conners, they fired her after this racist tweet, and they brought the show back anyway. I think they canceled the show for like 3 weeks, then they brought it back, and the show did really well, and it ran for 7 years without Roseanne. But she says God is the one who told her to tweet that, which has God ever talked to you?
Not to send racist tweets, I can say that.
What has God told you to do?
I don't know.
Clean your room?
Something like that, not something that she did. That's just...
That's strange.
It's an excuse, you know?
Yeah, and God doesn't even follow her on Twitter. That's the thing I think is strange, folks. Anyway, so there you go. So we saw... Matt Miller is coming up in just a few minutes, folks. Tell us, what did you think of Paddington and Peru? You've seen all of them or no?
I have seen the first one. For some reason, I haven't seen the second one yet. But the third one, Paddington in Peru, came on Netflix. And I was like, you know what? I'll watch a movie.
Yeah.
And I thought it was great.
Okay.
It was the story of how Paddington got to where he is. What was his background, you know?
He's a panda, right?
He's a bear.
He's a bear. Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't he from the East or like somewhere in Asia?
He's like, I forget what they call it, but he's from Peru, and he's a certain type of bear from Peru, and these bears love these oranges that they can turn into jelly.
Okay.
And that is their quote-unquote gold over there.
All right.
For the bears, and it's just him finding his way back, because he has this long relationship. He lives in Britain with his family. And he keeps sending letters to his Aunt Lucy over in Peru.
Okay.
And she's in the retired home for retired bears or something like that.
They have that?
Yes. Anyways, she says, I'm sad. I need you over here. So he goes over there, and she gets kidnapped.
Oh, dear.
So it's him trying to find his grandma or his aunt.
Oh.
And he finds all the stuff about him. He finds this other guy that's like, I can take you there, but he's obsessed with gold.
Okay.
And the map leads it to gold. It never really was gold.
So is it like all those movies are supposed to be really sweet?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Did you cry?
The meaning behind it was...
Did you cry during the first one?
No. They said in an unbearable weight, it was Paddington 2 that made him cry.
Okay, which you have not seen.
I haven't seen that one.
I've got to see both of them.
I recommend Paddington 3. I think it was a great movie.
I'm going to start with the beginning, though, because I do want to see... Like, it's harder for me to sit through a kid's movie now without my kids, but it doesn't mean I can't do it. Like, I still want to see Lilo and Stitch. It's crushing the box office.
I want to see it, too.
So I am curious. It is Conrad's birthday, folks. Our question of the night is, how should the con man spend his birthday? Ed from Madison, that's the 608, he says, in my adult... Oh, I already read that, sorry. Jim from Appleton says, happy birthday, K-man. Little, you see that little birthday cake? He's
yeah, a little emoji. Birthday cake emoji.
He says, you should grab a comfortable outdoor lounge chair, go to High Cliff State Park, find a nice quiet spot, and just relax, recovering from all of Pete's notes.
I've been to High Cliff. I went to the golf course there, actually.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it's a lovely, lovely place over there.
Listen, Jim, don't encourage insurrection either. Conrad is fine. I don't give him that many memos anymore. I've slowed down. Hey, there's another family member, Steve. It's about time, Steve. He's in the 920, but not really. He's in Florida. He says, seeing Conrad isn't too far from Lambeau Field and is the Green Bay Packers' number one fan, he should spend his birthday working out with Jordan Love and the team. Happy birthday, son. Very nice, Steve. You raised a fine son. Did your dad see your outfit last night when you looked like Coach McCarthy?
No, he did not.
Oh, my God. You could have, like, Conrad, if you wore that outfit to Lambeau Field and Jordan Love saw you, he would probably say, hey, coach, and catch himself before he... you look that much like a coach. It was awesome. Claire from Knowlton? That's the 618. Conrad, go to the Google. Where is the 618? I don't even know that. She says, I always think about The Deer Hunter with that song, too. Great movie with Christopher Walken. Yes. Claire, Christopher Walken. That's the first movie I ever saw Christopher Walken in. And he was so good. And his character is so tragic. But I was like, who is this guy? He was great. Tom from New Berlin, he's in the 414. Our pal Tom says, Conrad, go golfing. And since your birthday, unlimited mulligans. Oh, that's
yes,
nice to hear.
Yes.
That's a good one. All right, so we've got more. All right, so I missed part of Mike Desitel's social media post. He said, happy birthday, Conrad. I think Pete should let you host a segment of the show where you interview him. Then underneath, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, which is run by Amanda, correct? Our social media guru.
Yeah.
She says, Mike Desitel, no questions off limits. And Mike says, well, I do want to remain friends with Pete. I have no idea what Mike would ask me that's so condemning. I have almost no skeletons in the closet. Metaphorically, I have a lot of dead people I've buried. But hi-o. Wonderfully, Wisconsin, our pal Paul says, how about Conrad finally goes to Cheesesteak Rebellion for his birthday?
I still haven't done that.
Where is that?
It's in Green Bay. I think it's in De Pere, actually. Maybe, but it's a Star Wars themed restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I still need to go. I haven't done that yet. And
And Paul has been there.
Yes. Okay. He was talking about it last time he was on the show. Yeah.
All right. You replied, but those did not come up. Did you purposefully not?
I just said that's a great idea.
Okay. Our pal Nikki Zerjev. We miss Nikki so much. Nikki, how are you? She says, happy birthday, Con.
Thank you, Nikki.
Hope you're well. Monica Hale says, happy birthday. I know you're watching what you eat, so you should treat yourself to a massage instead of food.
I don't know. I'd have to go somewhere. I don't have anyone to give me a massage.
Monica, are you offering to give Conrad a foot massage? That's my question.
I wouldn't recommend.
Conrad does not want anyone touching his dogs.
I hate feet. So
I hate feet.
I can't even stand looking at my own.
You just turn your head away when you put your socks on. Claire from Knowlton texted us back. The 618 phone number is a carryover from Southern Illinois. I'm in Central Wisco now. That's a good move, Claire. Not much going on in Southern Illinois. I used to work at Comedy Club down there, and it's pretty barren.
We have Matt. He's
we
in
got
here.
Matt?
Yeah.
Matt Miller? Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller? Is he on the line? Hey, buddy.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Great to have you, and glad you could do this. Thanks for adjusting your schedule slightly. What did you have a class, did you say, Matt?
Yeah, I had an appointment, unfortunately. But thank you for adjusting your schedule.
Oh, hey. Because
I will rearrange my entire life and everyone in it to talk movies.
I'm sure your wife and kids appreciate that. So, but we sure appreciate your time, and it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is officially summer in terms of movies, in terms of weather, in terms of festivals. It's great.
Yeah. You look like you got a little sun, buddy.
My appointment was a workout situation, so I am sweaty sitting. So I am attempting to be healthy, trying to make up for all the time I spent in a dark movie theater eating Mike and Ike's.
Oh, man. You're paying the check. Awesome. I love it. Well, that's great. So I'm a little behind on movies in theaters, and I know you're much more caught up than I am, as usual. But here's one that I'm kind of struggling with, Matt, because I saw really good reviews, really good audience scores, at least on Rotten Tomatoes, for whatever that's worth. But John Wick Ballerina, the latest installment, I've seen people I respect kind of come out against it, but it reviewed well. What did you think?
Yeah, it's interesting because ever since John Wick has become kind of modern action movie canon, you know, we've seen all these ripoffs come out. We've seen like stuff like Gunpowder Milkshake and, you know, all sorts of these movies that are trying to do the John Wick thing. And you can watch Ballerina and you can see the real deal and the ripoff all in the same movie. So the first half of Ballerina plays like a ripoff. The action is totally serviceable. You know, the plot is kind of dumb and silly and kind of you don't really have much investment in it. There's just not that much excitement to it. And that's because I think the first half of the movie is directed by the credited director, Len Wiseman, who's kind of a hack. Like he did the fourth Die Hard movie. He did the Total Recall remake that no one asked for. He's totally a serviceable director in every way. And then the back half of the movie cooks. The back half of the movie plays like a genuine real deal John Wick movie. The action has these really cool, clever, fun beats. The action doesn't cut as much. You're genuinely like, you can tell that a stuntman is now behind the camera because they are just absorbing all of the cool like flexibility and the cool stuntman work that goes into these action scenes. And for that half of the movie, it rules. There's like these awesome flamethrower fights where like people are lighting their feet on fire just for the kick of it. And you've got like this crazy kind of ski resort filled with assassins. And they're all like, there's like fight scenes with ice skates on and stuff like that. It's like, it is so clever and fun. And there are action beats that you remember. Because that's the stuff that makes John Wick pop, is that these are people who are like, the story of this action scene is going to be this. The story of the action scene here is going to be mirrors. There's beats and action ideas going on instead of just, you know, what if a person kicked another person in the face? Right. So what I'm trying to say, I guess, is that the movie's kind of a mixed bag, but it's all worth it for that back half where you are watching quality, awesome action. Ana de Armas is a very captivating lead. She is playing the ballerina assassin in the movie. I had a good enough time. If you like John Wick, you will like most of Ballerina. And if you're not a big John Wick fan, then you probably have tuned out the past 2 minutes that I've been talking.
You know, I want to ask you if I could go off on a tangent just briefly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Total Recall. I remember like 2012-ish.
Yeah.
The remake. I saw that coming and I never saw it. And now it's gone. And that's the first I've heard you mention it. How was that terrible?
It is a total waste of time. Total Recall is one of my favorite movies. I think it is a perfect Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Oh, it's great.
It is
yeah.
It is a perfect sci-fi movie. Like, it is both as smart and as dumb as you want that movie to be. Right. You want a movie where, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is saying silly quips, but at the same time, there's this, like, crazy sci-fi mind-bending stuff going on. It's kind of a perfect movie. It's the kind of stuff that I wish The Rock made more of.
Yeah.
Because The Rock is our modern day Schwarzenegger.
Oh, great.
And where Schwarzenegger went and was like, I want to work with Paul Verhoeven. I want to work with James Cameron. I want to work with real directors. The Rock was like, I want to work with the guy who made Jumanji and the guy who made Jumanji and the guy who made Jumanji.
Matt, let's pick up right there when we come back. We got to do a really short break. Matt Miller is here and he has just worked out, folks. He's ready. Let's do this. It's Beach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a highly controversial action, President Trump is testing the reach of his powers by sending 4,700 military personnel into Los Angeles to suppress protests. What are Title 10, the Insurrection Act, and the Posse Comitatus Act? The Posse Comitatus Act forbids the use of the military to enforce laws against U.S. citizens under ordinary situations, but there are extremely rare exceptions. In his mobilization of the California National Guard and active duty Marines, Trump invoked Title 10, a statute enabling the U.S. Armed Forces. Section 251 says, "Whenever there is an insurrection in any state against its government, the president may, upon the request of its legislature or of its governor if the legislature cannot be convened, call into federal service such of the militia of the other states in the number requested by that state and use such of the armed forces as he considers necessary to suppress the insurrection." No such request was made by state officials. Under the Insurrection Act, the American Constitution Center notes three circumstances where a president may use the military on U.S. soil: when a local official asks for assistance, when an insurrection against the federal government or judiciary occurs, or when a state refuses to uphold civil rights. What constitutes an insurrection? That will likely be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jenny Slate, and you are listening to Nightlight with Keith Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. It is the K-Man's birthday, so our question of the night is, how should Conrad spend his birthday or celebrate his birthday? We've got some good texts. We've got some more to read. We'll get to those soon. Right now, we have our pal Matt Miller is on the line. He is a Milwaukee-based film critic, and we were talking about John Wick. So overall, Matt, thumbs up or down on Wick? You seem a little mixed, but mostly in favor?
Yeah, I would say as summer entertainment goes, it's a good time. It does the smart thing of ending with its best stuff. The final hour of the movie is better than the first hour. It's not the best John Wick movie, John Wick universe movie. It's probably arguably the worst of any John Wick movie. But, you know, the worst John Wick movie is better than most action movies that come out. So, yeah, I would say it's worthwhile, at least for like a Discount Tuesday or something like that. I think you will not feel like you wasted your money.
Nice. I'm anxious to ask you about this next film, Friendship. I've not seen it. I live kind of in the sticks. I don't have access to cool movie theaters like you have in Milwaukee. But I really want to see it. It sounds very cringe comedy fun. What did you think? What did you think?
Yeah, so it's called Friendship. It stars Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd. Tim Robinson is this dweeby guy, suburban guy, who ends up kind of being obsessive about this neighborhood weatherman. And I thought it was hilarious. If you are a fan of, have you seen I Think You Should Leave on Netflix?
I have not, no.
It's kind of a sketch comedy show. Tim Robinson used to be on SNL. He was on SNL for like a season, didn't fit there, and he made this new kind of, you know, little sketch comedy show called I Think You Should Leave. It's a lot of like anxious, cringe comedy, guys not knowing how to function in society.
Love it.
And this is like a feature length version of one of those sketches. And if you like I Think You Should Leave, then that is manna from heaven. That is the best thing ever. It even has, you know, it has it's kind of its own Dan Flash's t-shirt shop, which if you know I Think You Should Leave, you know what I'm referencing. So it has kind of its own version of that in Friendship. I had a really good time with it. If you are not a fan of kind of cringe comedy, and I Think You Should Leave, this is not the comedy for you. But if you are, you should be already seated to watch it right now.
I just made a note to myself to watch that because I remember when I was doing the rundown of what was opening and I was on Friendship, I was like, I have to check this out. Like, I've heard really good stuff. But you're right. It's kind of like a, I mean, I like that kind of stuff. I like that discomfort, you know, like The Office or something like that. And I've heard I Think You Should Leave is like that times three.
Yeah. It's some of the sketches, as all sketch, you know, shows are, some are better than others, but I think the hit rate is a lot higher than the miss rate. I think it's pretty hilarious stuff. And I've been really happy to see that it's kind of been a mild summer hit. I mean, obviously $15 million isn't going to give Avengers any heart attacks at the top of the box office, but you know, for a weird indie comedy starring a guy who is kind of more of a niche comedy star, and obviously this movie doesn't have the kind of massive publicity of something like a Lilo and Stitch or a Mission Impossible. It's been really nice to see it find some success, find its audience.
And you liked it.
I did. I was a fan.
All right. Yeah. That's cool.
10 out of 10. Like an 8 out of 10.
Have you ever seen something Paul Rudd was in that you didn't like or didn't like him in it?
Actually, earlier this year, it's called Death of a Unicorn. It's another A24. Actually, it's funny you bring this up because I've thought, and there are certain things that I really don't like Paul Rudd in. When he tries to play sincere in movies, it doesn't play to me. Like, I think I need him to kind of be playing things a little askew, or, you know, when he, in Death of a Unicorn, his character, it doesn't fit. I think he's supposed to be slimier than he is, or he's supposed to be sweeter than he is, and he just comes off odd. I was not a fan. I don't think he figured out the tone of that movie. I don't think the movie figured out the tone of that movie. Don't see Death of a Unicorn, but do see Friendship.
He is in Friendship. That's why I brought that up for those of you listening.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to talk to you. I'm going to come back to movies, but I want to ask you about The Pitt. I watched the first episode. And I'm not a medical drama guy, but this show has been described as so intense. And like I said, I've only watched the first episode. I'll probably go back to it, but I was kind of just curious. What's the difference, Matt? First of all, do you like it? And second of all, you know, it's the same filmmakers behind ER, and Noah Wiley is the star of it and one of the EPs. What's the difference between this and ER, and how do you feel about The Pitt?
I've been a big fan of it. I am not that deep into it. My wife and I, that is our latest stream, and she actually works in the medical world. So it's been really fun watching the first few episodes with her where she's like, oh yeah, that's what you would do right now. I'm like, oh no, that's like, she's like following along with it, which gives me confirmation that the writing is actually good. It's not like Grey's Anatomy where at some point they're like coming up with gobbledygook and they've solved cancer like 45 times and they turned a man into a pogo stick and they're like, for medicine. And I was like, why did you do that? But I really enjoy it. It's very funny because you're right. It is a kind of pressure cooker design TV show. It's even designed with like the hours of the day. So it's got this pressure cooker design, but it doesn't feel artificial. It feels very grounded. It doesn't feel like Grey's Anatomy where every case is like a world record case that comes in. The first episode is like a guy's having some weird arrhythmia situations. This one person, you know, is dealing with some like family issues. Like it's not this like super high intensity thing, which ER was that way. You know, a lot of our medical dramas now are so ridiculous and so overblown. And this one, at least thus far, feels really real, and that's really fun to watch, but also still character, and also still, it feels very much like The Bear, but medicine.
Oh, so, interesting. That's a great comp. Okay, cool. Well, that's good to know. I will stick with it. I'll go back to it a little bit. I never know because I don't have connections to the medical world, but and I felt like an ER, maybe it's Grey's Anatomy, I'm thinking of, like, they'd be over a patient operating and someone's breaking up. It's like, come on. Like,
that's 10 out of 10 Grey's Anatomy. Like, right. Grey's Anatomy, everyone on that show should have been fired 15 times over for, like, gross ethical malpractice. Like,
that is the voice of
a horrific show in terms of ethics.
That's the voice of Matt Miller. We'll have more with Matt after intermission, and Civic Media's news team keeps you informed. We're going to talk about upcoming movies and bring her back, a horror film. We're coming right back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. California Governor Gavin Newsom asks a federal court to block the Trump administration's use of the National Guard and Marines to quell immigration protests in L.A.
We are now taking many of them off assignments on forest management, protecting communities, vulnerable communities, against summer.
President Trump tells soldiers at Fort Bragg that he'll restore the names of other bases, including Fort Pickett and Fort Hood.
We won a lot of battles out of those forts. It's no time to change. And I'm superstitious, you know, I like to keep it going, right?
The clearing out of a vaccine advisory panel for the CDC by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. means if recommendations change, you might have to pay out of pocket. And CBS's Alexander Tin reports a lot of doctors' offices and pharmacies will stop stocking them if they're not covered by insurance.
The CDC is not being consulted on who will replace the 17 members on the panel. It's Kennedy and his aides who will be picking it.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.